Hello, this is Jay Koshy, Evangelical Chaplain at Syracuse University, your pastor for the day. Today I want to speak from Psalm 119. This is an amazing psalm. If there's ever a time where you feel that you are not hungering for God's word, or you're lacking having God's word in your life, and you're not putting enough importance in God's word, Psalm 119 is a wonderful passage to read and to spend time in, because it can really show us and deeply tell us how important God's word is for us. So I want to just share a little bit. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 119, the section from verse 9 through 16. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. So this is important, right? How can a young man keep his way pure, or even a young lady, or anyone for that matter? How can we do that? We're confronted with so much temptation, even every day. Well, the key is God's word, as it says, by guarding our way, our life, our path, our actions, and guarding that according to God's word. Verse 10, it says, with my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. And that's a lovely thing, right? To pray to God, asking him to help us to walk in God's ways and to live aligned with his commands. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And here is another key of storing God's word in our heart, memorizing God's word. So many people don't memorize God's word, and they don't even read God's word. But sometimes perhaps we might be tempted to just read God's word and not take the time to actively memorize. And I have seen that when you memorize God's word, it is so beneficial in various ways. For one example, just an example, is that Jesus answered back when he was tempted by using God's word that he knew, right? So we are able to do the same thing. When we're tempted, we often may not be able to find a Bible and find a particular verse. But if we have God's word memorized, we're able to speak back to that temptation, or be basically withstand the temptation by pulling up Bible verses that we know that are applicable to that situation or that temptation. And then it says, verse 12, blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth, right? So going over God's word, knowing it, and being able to even speak it out. In the way of your testimonies I delight, as much as in all riches. Do I delight in God's word? This is one thing that I hope and I pray, Lord, help me to delight in your word. Because I think the more that we delight in God's word, we are able to walk in God's ways. We are able to do things consistently. And then I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your way. Meditation in God's word is so key. Meditating in it, we see in Psalm 1, day and night, is that picture of that person who is blessed with success. So I hope that this is an encouragement to you and to me that we should be deep in God's word. This is Jay Koshy, Evangelical Chaplain at Syracuse University, your pastor for the day.